A few years ago, I approached the pulpit and I told the congregation that I wanted to retract a statement because I had said something that was false. I'll tell you what it was in just a minute, but I want to tell you hello and that I'm very happy that you called right now. The statement that I made that I said was false was this: the Lord helps those who help themselves. That's not what the Bible says. In fact, the Bible says that the Lord helps those who admit their helplessness. And the words recorded in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12, go like this: O our God, we have no might against this great company that comes against us, neither do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. What is recorded is like, we don't know what to do, so we're going to look to you for help. The songwriter put it like this: the help of the helpless, oh, abide with me. Do you know who wrote that song, Abide With Me, and how it came about? Well, let me tell you. It was composed one Sunday evening in 1847 by the Reverend Henry F. Light, L-Y-T-E. It seems that a deep sadness had settled upon him. According to his story, he had just returned from his last pastorate someplace in England, and this fatal illness had attacked him, and he was preparing to leave England and go to a warmer climate. And toward evening, he walked down his garden path to the seaside, and there these words just came to him, which are now very famous, and he later had the sense that God was just helping him because he was a helpless person, and that he was depending upon Jesus, that he was the help of the helpless. Well, he returned home, wrote out the hymn, later perfected the words, gave it to the Christian world, this great and tender prayer hymn. Incidentally, after he left for the south of France, he arrived at his niece's home, and he soon died there with the whispering these words, peace and joy, as he pointed his finger upward. Well, some of the words are, heaven's morning breaks and earth's vain shadows flee. In life, in death, O Lord, abide with me. Well, my friend, the point is this: the help of the helpless, O abide with me. There have been times when I have really been helpless, and you may be in one of those times this very moment. And it's a time when we have to latch on to God's power. Again, the Lord does not help those who help themselves. He helps those who will admit their helplessness. His power is available. In fact, he puts it this way: he gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Well, Jesus, my prayer for this one holding the receiver is just to help them as they cry out for help. We say, Abba, Father, help. And thank you that there is power for we who have enough guts to admit that we are helpless. So just bless this one in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, after the signal, you can talk to me if you like, my friend. Lord bless you. Goodbye.